what that's
based okay, on. So the Ritva that we saw yesterday, I just want to go over that very quickly. If you recall, we saw two different Girsos in the Gemara. One Girsa was the Girsa that we had. A little origami, what's the matter? So the Girsa that we have is basically Pshita. What would I think? I would think that putting up this sukkah again is a new construction, since it all fell down. It's a new construction, Kamash one. It's not. It's basically somehow the same sukkah as it was before, either because of what Rashi had to say or because of what Tosos had to say. The Tosafos quoted a slightly different girsa. Tosafos' girsa was that since it was made with the same material, then it was considered the same sukkah. But that was based on what he says was a nusach or a girsa of Miktsas Sefarim. The Ritva cited a third girsa. Ritva's girsa was, maybe I would think that there's room to be gozer because of a sukkah ra'ua. Since Rabbi Eliezer requires a sukkah ra'ui l'chol shiva, and I want to ensure that a person builds a sound and proper sukkah, so maybe I'll say, listen, if your sukkah falls down l'chol amoid, I'm not going to let you put it back up. So what must you do? You better make sure that you're putting up a proper sukkah, because if it falls down, you're going to be out of luck. Similar to other gzeiros that we have. I don't want you to do X, therefore don't do Y. I don't want you to come into the regel looking manoval, so therefore I'm not going to allow you to shave on Chol HaMoed. And again, we could think of many other such examples. The example that we ended with yesterday was one from Maseches Brachos pertaining to the proper time for reciting Kriya Shema of the evening. The Torah tells us that we have to recite the Kriya Shema twice a day, once in the morning, once at night. We have Yisod, that anything that can be done at night, the mitzvah continues on essentially until it's no longer night. However, the Rabbanan came along and said, you know what? Things that are shayach to the night, you shouldn't do it all night. You do it before chatzos. Why? Because we don't want you to push it off and not do it. Okay, so we said that the Rashi of Rabbeinu Yonah was very crucial over here. So I thought we'd take a look at the Rabbeinu Yonah inside and then maybe one or two other makoros to try to uncover a basic hakir over here when it comes to gzeiros of Rabbanan in terms of the way they relate to their underlying Doraisa mitzvos. So without any further ado, many copies. Let's start with the Rabbeinu Yonah. For those that are following along, if you have a Gemara Brachos, if you have the sheet, then fine. If you don't have a sheet, and you're following along from elsewhere, if you look at Maseches Brachos on the pages of the Rif instead of the Ran or in the Muke Yosef in some Masechtos, over here you have Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah. So it's at the very beginning. It's the Daf Aleph Amud Aleph in the Daf Be'arif, which you don't usually have in other paginations. It's the Dibra HaMaskel V'yesh Lahakshos. V'yesh Lahakshos. All right, would someone like to read? Okay. Super. Going away present for us? Yeah, V'yesh Lahakshos. Stop. V'yesh Lahakshos, guy.
V'yesh Lahakshos, L'Rabbanan. Da'amrei da'afilu di'eved enu yotze. Ela atzatzos. You could ask a question.
According to the Rashita Rabbanan, who say you can't do it after chatzos, and that you're not yotze if you do it after chatzos.
Could ask the question to them.
Yeah, or not necessarily to them, because they're not around.
Difficulty.
Yeah, exactly. With regard to their position, there is a question to be asked.
That...
Hey, read inside, don't guess. Let's read inside. Yeah, no, keep reading. I'm saying you didn't say what the kasha is, right?
Mayedino,
pause. Right? If Chatzos has come and gone, what's the din? What's the din? What do you mean, what's the din? What's the question? Well, Rabban said you can't do it after Chatzos. Okay, but I have another issue over here. What's the other issue? Yeah, chatzot passed.
D'Eved.
What's the tzad for the question? That's all I'm saying. What's the midoraisa? What about the Torah? The Torah doesn't say it's limited until chatzos. It's nighttime. It's nighttime din. That's the basis for the question. This is going to flesh it out in a moment. Go ahead. I think it's Shem Nomar, if we will say.
She'im Nomar Shelo Yikra Klav Kasha.
That's right. If you'll tell me not to read it at all, then what?
It's difficult.
It's difficult. Why?
Because
you could read that. Again, you don't have to guess. He's explaining. Just trying to help you out here.
Kevan the Kriya Shema Kriya Minatora. Heich Yecholin Chachamim Lepatra Mimem.
Yeah, now patra over here doesn't mean just to make him exempt. They're telling you more. They're telling him, listen, you too bad, so sad. You can't fulfill your mitzvah. It's not just that you're patering a person. You're not patering him, telling him he's not a chayev.
There's no feasible way to.
You're chayev, but I just took away your opportunity, excuse me, of being yotze the mitzvah. All right?
The east of Amri, the spear of the hill. The achar chatzos koreos below brachos. Sheha brachos she'enan elam derabana yecholin heim.
Okay, so slow. So what's the first suggestion, if you will? The first suggestion to answer this question.
After chatzos, you read it without brachos.
Right, it doesn't mean don't fulfill the mitzvah. It means fulfill the mitzvah without the accompanying brachos, which are rabbinic. Everyone's aware of the fact that there's the actual text of the Shema, and then there are brachos before the Shema. Those two passages, those two paragraphs that we recite prior to the Shema are called Birkos Krishma. If you look and consider, it actually says Birkos Krishma. So the first suggestion is that's what the Rabbanan mean to tell you you can no longer say. It's theirs. It's their enactment. They give you the rules that pertain to that enactment. The brachos are rabbinic. The rules that pertain thereto are rabbinic. One of the rules is no recitation of these brachos after chatzos. Right? All right? But the Shema itself, the actual Shema, what about it? That they can't touch. That you would continue reading all night. So what does that mean? What does that mean?
You won't get the same scar. There's still some scar for it.
Yeah, you're going to get the scar for saying it, but you're not going to get scar for saying it with the brachos. Okay? So maybe you'll ask me, well, why in fact shouldn't you say the brachos? Maybe you'll ask me that question. Why should the Rabbanan come along and tell me not? Stop. What's that question? In the morning there's also a time for the Shema. And yet, if I pass that time, I still say the brachos.
I thought you don't say the brachos.
You're approaching this from what you know based on halacha ma'isa. We're not doing that. This is just the shita, right? This is before halacha ma'isa. Don't. Basically, what he's going to say. Go ahead. Right, lo hifsid. You pass the time, lo hifsid. What's pshat lo hifsid? You can continue reading. It's there.
Oh,
lo hifsid means lo hifsid abrachos. Meaning, you can still say the brachos.
The
Yesh Lomer. In response to that question, why the nafkamim in between morning Shema and the night Shema?
The gave kriya Shema shalayla, the kumiru yoser mipnei shalayla, is man shina.
Shena.
Yachol latzeis mechiv kriyashma mechiv abrachos achar chatzos Yomar Balibo Mali Vilitsara Azos Lachriach Atmi Lipromia.
Right, what does that mean? Mali Ulitsara Hazos Lachriach Atmi. It's kind of harsh language. I don't think anyone really uses it. Yeah, well, what do I need this headache for? Do I need to be bothered for right now? What do I need is a big pain. What do I need to go out of my way to do this right now? I'll do it later. I could do it at 12, 1, 2 o'clock, right? When I'm done with the Xbox. What do I have to worry about it now for? Right? I'm just saying. Right? What do I have to do now? I'll do it later. But what's going to happen later? The guy's going to be sleeping. That's the norm, because he's going to fall asleep doing that other activity. Learning. Whatever the activity is, you're going to fall asleep. That's what the night is for. Night is for sleeping. So that's what we're worried about. But like Dov said, during the day, we don't have the same concern. During the day, a person is less likely to make those type of cheshbonos. Okay. That's more of a tangential point that he takes up. Let's go weiter. Yeah, I'm not sure who he's referring to, who the Rebbe, the Rebbe Yonah was, I forget. We get a different pshat. The first pshat was, what did the Rabbanon do? The Rabbanon only asked for the recitation of the brachos. But now he says another pshat. He says, my Rebbe had a different mahalach. What was his mahalach? Stop. What did he hold? Not just that you can't say the brachos, but that you can't even say the Shema itself. Siag. Okay, he's going to give some examples, but let's just explain what he's saying. So the Rebbe Yonah says his Rebbe held that what the Rabbanon did here was they actually made it, I'll use the term advisedly, they made it impossible for you to be mekayim the mitzvah d'oraisa of Shema. They said you can't do the mitzvah of Shema. Why? That was a power that was given to the Chachamim any time that they were so doing because of a siyog. What's a siyog? Yeah, some type of protective measure to protect the greater good of the halachic system. Or because of the kima mitzvah atzmor, somehow to protect the sanctity, right, of that mitzvah itself. Somehow to protect, to ensure that that mitzvah itself would continue to be maintained properly. And he's going to give some examples now. Listen to these examples. Mishum. There's a typo there, Mishum. Shema Yavi Ren Abra Amos Shus Harabim. Who's Gzer is that? It's called the Gzer of Rabba. Gzer of the Rabba, Shema Yavi Ren Adal Amos Shus Harabim. Comes up in a number of places. Anyone know where the other cases are? Gzer of Rabba. Gzer of the Rabba, Shema Yavi Ren Adal Amos Shus Harabim. Shofar, Lulav, Megillah. Right? In all those cases, with Choshesh, that when the mitzvah coincides with Shabbos, that a person may come to carry a certain item, Dal Amos B'Shus HaRabim. We could discuss perhaps that Gezer another time, but that's the basic Gezer. Okay. Now he's going to give you other examples, not quite that Gezer of Shema Yavi Ren and Dal Amos B'Shus HaRabim, but a different Gezer. You okay?
Yep.
Okay. I think this came up the other day. Maybe you mentioned it the other day, right? It says in the pasuk, "Lo silba shatneis," and the samich le juxtaposed to that that verse, that prohibition. Samich le what? Gedilim tasalo. To alma. Right, you could have that. You could have the sadin of pishtan together with tcheiles, which is tzemer, even though that would otherwise be what? Violative of the rules of Shatnas. But we learn out from the Smichas of Parshios that when it comes to tzitzis, it's mutter. Minator, it's mutter. So what does that have to do with this? What's the, why is he bringing that up? Shil hachi. Beishamai. Klomar. Minatora. Alright. So the Gozu Yom Atu Laila. They said, listen, you're right, even though this thing really should have it, and you can get away with doing it in that way, in that classic way, Pishton together with the Tchelis, which is Tzemer, which is going to create Shatnes. Pishton say, no, don't do that, because what's going to happen? We're worried you might find yourself at night when you're not Chayiv and Tzitzis, and therefore don't do it by day. Because at night, if you'll do it, now it might be a problem of Shatnes. So it's a gzeir on something that really would be maybe Mechuyim and HaTorah. Rabbinically, they made a gzeir because of a certain fear. They were protecting you in a certain way, and they said, don't do that, which would otherwise be mandated and allowed for by the Torah. It's just another example. Now, there's another example. Or actually, it's not another example. It just continues to explain. Just give me 1 second, I'll take your question. The Gozu Yom Atu Laila, Harish HaChayiv Min HaTorah, Shal Alo Bosh Talos, Shal Pishdan, B'yom B'lo Tzitra, Shal Tcheles. Right? You can't do that, normally, generally speaking. Filhochi Patro, so Beishamai, but Beishamai said no. Maybe you'll wear it at night. Hachanami, so too, says Rabbi Yonah, name of his Rabbi. So too, over here. They said, don't do the Doraisa. Right? Rabbi Yonah said, in the name of his Rabbi, that what the Rabbanan did was, they said, don't do the Doraisa. Not just don't do the Rabbanan aspect of the Doraisa, don't do that Doraisa. Why? Because I'm worried about something. I'm worried about a different aspect of the Doraisa. Or I want to protect this Doraisa. I want to make sure you do it and don't push off all night, therefore you must do it by Chatzos and you can't do it after Chatzos. Similar to what? Similar to, don't wear this garment together with this type of tzitzis, which later might create shatness. Because I don't want you to wear it now, even though you would, generally speaking, have to wear it now in this way. Because later it might create a problem. So don't do it later. I'm sorry, don't do it now. They said, yeah, you're right, Minatori, you should really do that. Don't do it. Why? Because there's an issue that's there. There's an issue that could develop from this situation.
No, but I'm telling you,
I don't know.
I don't know. We should ask you. You would know.
I think I'm going to say that kiwis have been around for thousands of years.
Yeah, I didn't
really?
Think a kiwi.
But Adam not. Can confirm. If
I'm on Wikipedia. Yeah.
Tangelo, aren't those things? They're grafted. Right? Okay, in any event, could someone tell me why...
One more question?
Could someone tell me why... I just looked at it quickly. It looked like something else. Could someone tell me why we're mentioning this for Rabbeinu Yonah?
Can someone tell me perhaps?
Well, I mean, you asked, so now I want one of your chaverim to answer.
Perhaps.
I'll take it. I'm sorry.
Because we're dealing within our Gemara about building sukkah past the Zman.
Past the Zman? Well, what did the Ritva say would be the Gzera? No, you're not on the wrong train, just on the wrong track. What did the Ritva say was the potential gezeira over here? I have a kasha sukkah, right? That's not on the sheet. It was the Ritva that we did yesterday. I have a kasha sukkah. It fell down. I'll put it back up. It'll be 100% good. But yet, the Rabban will come along and say, no, you can't use that sukkah. You can't use that sukkah to fulfill your mitzvah anymore. Why? Oh, because you put it back up in violation of this gzeira. What's the gzeira? I don't want you to build a subpar sukkah erev yontif. And now it falls down, you can't fix it anymore. Right? Remember his Lashon? Let me just read his Lashon. You know what? If you're not comfortable using that example, even though the Ritva uses that Lashon, how about the example where a person builds his sukkah on top of a camel? Or on top of the tree? We said, Min HaTorah, those sukkahs are kosher. There's nothing wrong with those sukkahs. As far as the Torah is concerned, you have four walls, you have Zayin al Zayin, you have Ten Tvachim High, you have Kosher Schach. What's wrong with it? It sells some Rum Mechamasa. Oh, it just happens to be that you stuck it in a place where the Rabbanon said, you can't do that, you can't do that. Why? Because you're not allowed to go up on a tree, you're not allowed to be Mishtamash B'ilon, you're not allowed to be Rochev al Behema. Those are rabbinic. Why? Because I might pull off a branch. That's rabbinic. So now you tell me, I can't put up a sukkah, which is a Kosher Sukkah Min HaTorah, in a place where the Rabbanon said, I can't do it. Let's say I did it. Let's say I did that. What's the fallout? Let me just read the
this is the Rabbanon uprooting.
Well, that's the question. Let me just read the phrase.
So there's the connection.
I knew it was there somewhere.
Found it.
Here, let's. Again, the lashon that the Ritva uses, Rabosai, is. Here. Here, it's a kosher sukkah. Let's say, we don't want you to make a sukkah ra'uah now. Sukkah is kosher. It looks good. It's fine, but it's ra'uah. It's shaky. Oh, you made a shaky sukkah? Now it's it. You can't fulfill your mitzvah d'oraisa in there. The osil mevet sukkah ra'uah. The afil tema shekach mitzvasa l'Rabbi Eliezer. You tell me that. It's not shy. It's not shchiach that a person is going to make that type of sukkah. But what's the implication? The implication is that if a person would make such a sukkah, if it was shchiach for people to make such a sukkah, we would make that gezerah. We would make such a gezerah. We would make a gezerah disallowing a person to use such a sukkah. Similar to. That's a good sukkah, but it happens to be in a tree. Sorry. That's a good sukkah, but it's on top of a camel. Too bad. So question is, right? Mm-hmm. That's the connection to the Ritva. That's the only reason I mention this. But you see, how far does Rabbeinu Yonah go? Rabbeinu Yonah's Rebbe apparently is of the opinion that the Rabbani didn't have the ability to tell you can't do that mitzvah d'oraisa. You can't fulfill mitzvah d'oraisa. No, you can't say Shema now. Not just the brachos, you can't say Shema. All right. Allow me, if you will, just for a moment. Yoni, you had a question.
I was just wondering about how the tzitzis related back to the creation.
We have a rabbinic concern. Shemi Yavi Ren and Dalam Sushas Rabin. Maybe you'll take your shofar to someone to learn how to blow shofar. Therefore, even though the Torah says you must blow shofar today, Chacham say, you know what? Keep your shofar home.
But that's, it's the Rabbanim are concerned, but really they're concerned about a person going over Duraisa.
No!
Walking 4 hours,
Yerushas Rabban, Dalar Al. Say again? Yeah, that's his principle.
Yeah.
He says the Rabban have the ability to uproot a mitzvah, tell you not to do it. Like the Gemara says, Yesh Koach B'Yachachamim, La'akar Davar Shabbat Torah. Anyone? B'Shev Al Tasa. B'Shev Al Tasa. As the rabbis could come along, the Rabban could come along and say, you can't do this mitzvah. They can't say violate an issa. They can say we have a public policy concern here. We have a public policy concern, so therefore don't do this. Don't blow shofar today. Don't take lulav today. Don't read Megillah today. Why? Because I have a concern. They can't say violate an issa because I have a concern about something else. That they can't do. Right? That would not be Sheva al Tasa.
So when I'm so
you're raising a point, and that seems to be in line with what the Rabbeinu Yonah is saying, is that the Rabbanon had the ability to tell you, what's his lashon again? When it's for the purpose of the mitzvah atzma, she'osin came mishum siog, like you're saying, to protect the iser of carrying in Rishus HaRab. So in order to safeguard that prohibition, they said, don't do something over here in this domain. No pun intended. Right? Or for the thing itself. For the thing itself. They want to make sure a person says the Shema. So they made an enactment within the Shema itself. Don't read it after Chatzos.
Yeah, although
those are two examples.
Case, the difference is that
in which case?
To be in the case of Shema versus the case of the rishis around them and the
Shema case. The word that could be, you can be mavatal the mitzvah say.
Yeah, but it's different. Because that's
there's no iser.
Exactly.
Yeah, but that's the other category that he says. It's for the mitzvah atzma. Kiyum ha-mitzvah atzma. They enact a certain detail within the mitzvah to ensure its performance, to ensure its sanctity, to retain its integrity, to protect its integrity.
All right, so in the two cases...
So in the case of tzitzis, that's more like the shofar and lulav case.
They stop the positive derisa so that you don't mess up on a negative.
On a negative, that's right.
Over here, they're saying you qualify the positive so that you're more likely to do the positive.
That's right. They qualify the positive to ensure the integrity of the positive.
Okay.
Yes. That's correct. Okay? So now I just want to take it one step further and ask the following question. You may go. That, you're making me nervous, right? I understand. Let me know how it goes. All right? So now let's, just for the moment, I was hoping to spend a little bit more time on this, but we didn't succeed in that. Let's say I did this. Let's say I violated one of these rabbinic concerns. I did the mitzvah in violation of the rabbinic enactment. Yeah, it's beseder?
How personal would you be if you did that?
Smah tata.
What does that mean?
What's the result?
What's the result?
40 lashes.
What's the outcome?
I don't think you performed the mitzvah.
You think I didn't perform the mitzvah?
Right.
Okay. Good possibility. What's the other possibility?
That you did perform it.
Okay. I'd like to try to understand how the Rabbanon safeguard works. What did they do? What did they have the ability to do? How far does their safeguard go? So listen to this Chachmas Shlomo, if you don't mind.
Is it on the page?
No, I didn't have it on any database, so I just marked it off for you to look at. I was hoping that guys would take out a Shulchan Aruch and take a look at it, but whoever didn't, I'll just read it to you and read as much of it as we can now. It's a long discussion, but try to hone in on the key points over here. Yom Tov Shal Rosh Hashanah Shechalios B'Shabbos Ein Token B'Shofar. Everyone's, I'm sure, familiar with that scenario. Nimtza B'Sido Nistapakti, says I'm a Supik, B'Rosh Hashanah Shechal B'Shabbos V'Ovar O Shachach V'Toka. Person either forgot that it was Shabbos today. He knew it was Rosh Hashanah, but he forgot it was Shabbos. Not so likely, Bizman Azeh, but I guess it's not impossible for such a thing to have occurred. Or, forget about that, let's say he says, you know what? Rabbanon? Why should I give up a Deraisa mitzvah for the Rabbanon? I'm going to blow shofar today. There were people historically who tried to do that. So let's say person...
I think Dennis Prager, please.
Let's say a person...
I'm serious. I think he's like... he's one of these guys that says you should reject their rabbinic. Dennis Prager, the commentator?
I have heard of him.
He says, I think you should reject the rabbinic decree and go with the Torah commandment.
I mean, in general?
Yeah, like, he has Torah tapes on it and stuff.
Okay.
That would be an example of someone who would believe in that philosophy.
All right.
I think they're all that a Torah tape.
So, I mean, I'm talking about strictly from people that were of this opinion. There's a fellow in the 1800s named Schlesinger in Yerushalayim, and he tried to do this. And I think they ultimately, I don't know exactly how it worked out. Either they put him in Chayram or they threatened to put him in Chayram. I don't believe in the end he did this, that he blew shofar. But he tried to convene a Bezdin, basically, like the Ramban did in his time, to try to get the shofar blowing on Shabbos Rosh Hashanah. And I think he even went to the extent of saying, he'll take achrayas for the rabbinic violation, but let the tzibor be yotzei the daraisa. So, the Chachma Shlomo questions this type of reasoning, type of thinking. So he says, if you forgot or you did it on purpose, and taka tekiya achas, obeys, v'lo gomer hashlishes, inim hashigmar hashlishes ola. Let's say you blew tekiya shvarim tekiya, and then you didn't blow the third one yet. So what do we tell him? Listen, might as well be yotzei d'oraisa now and blow another tekiya shvarim tekiya, or we say no. Don't do it. The Yesh Lomar, Denihu dehemidu chazal de rayam b'makom mitzvah shalot koa haynu b'sheva al tasa. It's true. The Rabbanon have the ability to come along b'sheva al tasa and say, don't do that biblical mitzvah. Don't do that mitzvah d'oraisa. We have the ability to tell you not to do the mitzvah d'oraisa. As havenichalu l'kayim takanosam ve'okra l'divrei Torah b'sheva al tasa. So fine. In such a case, maybe the right thing to do would have been for him to listen to the Rabbanon and not done this mitzvah d'oraisa. But now, he's already halfway there. He already violated, basically, the Rabbanon. He's already in the middle of shofar blowing. And then he wakes up and says, oh, it's Shabbos. Right? So what should he do? Aval benidon zeh shekar over alasei didivrayim. He already pretty much snubbed the Rabbanon, maybe unwittingly, maybe intentionally. V'kum v'asei v'kvar taka v'im yitaka od nihu the overall divrayim. It's true. He's going to now further violate the Rabbanon by blowing more. Mikom makom asa mitzvah v'kiyem mitzvah stakiyah shel Torah. Maybe that's possible that he'll fulfill the mitzvah minat Torah. Meaning the Rabbanon made an enactment, but that didn't take away necessarily the ability for him to be mikayim the mitzvah d'oraisa. That's the thinking.
Was it a negative thing that he did that?
He violated the Rabbanon. No one can question that.
But he was keying the Torah.
Maybe that's the suggestion, right? That's one possibility. Do we say that? That's his thinking. Aval lo yitaka yoser, but let's say you tell him stop now. You know, he blew two sets. You tell him no, that's it. Stop there. What's going to happen now? Im kain lo kima mitzvah klal v'sof sof over al isa devrayim. So all he got was a Rabbanon. Got an Issa Rabbanon with no Kiyum Mitzvah D'oraisa. So here you tell him, okay, so he's violating this Rabbanon, but at least he got a D'oraisa. That's the question. Now it will have come out that you violated the Rabbanon. But you'll have gotten a Kiyum D'oraisa.
What if you say that there is no Kiyum D'oraisa?
Okay, let's wait. There's a long Chachma Shlomo. I was hoping everyone would get a chance to see it. But maybe tomorrow you'll take a look at it. I'm not going to get through the whole thing now. At least to set up the issue. Okay? Maybe tomorrow I'll reproduce it so everyone has a copy. But you hear what he's saying? One possibility is to tell him, listen, blow the shofar, you'll take your lumps like a man, take it on the chin, you'll get a Issa D'Rabbanan, because you violated D'Rabbanan, but at the very least you'll get a mitzvah, Kima Mitzvah Minat Torah of blowing shofar. Lokim mitzakov self over all the divrayim v'kvar takim kim masid shekar asa iser v'lokim shemitzah kaven the lo gomar hatakia the kol takia but inam pshuta lefanem pshuta lachera b'chiyai gavne efsha shel hamidu chazal divrayim. Maybe over here, maybe in this case, the rabbanon wouldn't have made their proclamation kaven the self lo miskayim takan asa the rabbanon, because in this case, really, the rabbanon's takan is not going to be mekuyam. You already violated the Rabbanon. So maybe going forward, the Rabbanon aren't going to stop you from continuing. So maybe that the rabbinic issue doesn't go so far as to stop you from now getting the fulfillment of the Doraisa. That's the question. That's the first question. Does everyone follow the case? An interesting case. You blew part of the Tekios. You didn't finish. You're going to get a rabbinic violation. But what about the deraisa? Maybe you should continue. Fine. So at the end of the day, you'll have a rabbinic violation, but you'll have a deraisa. If you stop now, you're just taking a rabbanon iser for nothing. That's what it comes out. That's his question. Ulech ora ratzisi lipsho tzafek zeh mi beta dav chav olof mi braisa de kivse atzeres sheshachton shol shmon o sheshachton lefnei zman shalhem. Vim haisa Shabbos lo yizrok, vim zorak hurtza lahaktir emurin laerev. Bekama sham hashas, im zorak diaved in avul chachil lo. I'll explain in a minute. Vahare hasam lo yizrok, yase iser toril mafreya. Im lo yizrok, if you're not going to do the zrika, what's going to happen? Will come out, Yasa Issa Torah Lemafreya, Vafal Pikein, it will come out that you will have violated an Issa Torah Lemafreya, and nonetheless, Vafal Pikein, Hamid Devrayim, Shalol Lizrok B'Shabbos. They said, no, you did something you shouldn't have done, don't do the Zrika. oh, now don't do Zrika? Don't do Zrika is going to basically put me in a position where I will have violated an Issa Torah. And still the Rabbanan said, no, you can't do this. We remain staunch in our position. You can't do this activity, even though by not doing it, not just you won't get a mitzvah de mat Torah, you will violate an Issa mat Torah. Afim shelo yizrok lo kima mitzvah klal. Vim yizrok kima mitzvah hakarban. Shekosher hu akal ponim. He says, maybe if you want to make this comparison, not so pasha, because there's still room to make a further chiluk. Yish lachalik. The hasam af im yeha karbon kasher asa aver mehatorah. Even if the carbon will come out to be kosher, you still violate iser mehatorah. You shouldn't have done this on Shabbos. Dil chadchila haya asa lahakiv karbon zeh va'adayin chil Shabbos mehatorah. Af im Yizrok, even if you'll do the Zrika, you're still going to get a Shabbos violation. You did the Shechit inappropriately. Maybe today it's different. Maybe today, because today is Rosh Hashanah, as far as the Torah is concerned, I am supposed to blow shofar today. He's back now to saying, maybe I should really blow the shofar. Right? That's where he's up to now. Now, there's a whole long paragraph here where he continues to analyze this. So maybe tomorrow, during Seder, take a look at this and hold on to the sheet, because the Avnei Nezer also weighs in on this issue. But this is really the question. When the Rabbanan goes there on a Daraisa, how far did their Gzeir go? Did their Gzeir uproot the ability for you to maybe come to Daraisa? You violated the Rabbanan. Now, does that the Rabbanan take away the ability to do the Daraisa even when you did it? That's the next thing that he's going to discuss. Let's say he did it. Let's say a blue shofar on Shabbos now. Would I get the mitzvah d'oraisa? Would I in fact get the mitzvah d'oraisa? Or do I say no? The Rabbanan prevented you from getting a kiyum mitzvah d'oraisa. Let's say I read the Shema after Chatzos. So the rabbi said don't do that. But let's say I did it. Would I actually get a kiyum mitzvah of Kriyat Shema? Or do I say no? Not only did the Rabbanan say don't do it, they took away your ability to be Mekayim the mitzvah. When it says Yesh Koch B'Yad Chachamim La'akar Dover Shabbat Torah, maybe it goes so far as not just to tell you not to do it, but that if you did it, it's meaningless. That you can't get a kiyum. Or does it mean no? It means that they have the ability to tell you not to do it, but they can't take away your kiyum. They can't take away your potential for kiyum. You follow? I mean, you see the two possibilities, right? Okay, so tomorrow, B'lina, let's continue with this Chachma Shlomo. If you have a Shulchan Aruch and you want to take a look at it, it's Simon Tav Kuf Pei Ches, Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. It's the Chachma Shlomo over here on Se'if Hei. It's a long Chachma Shlomo, but now we're halfway through it. So tomorrow, you only have the second half to take a look at. Okay? It's a nice, nice few steps over here. Yes, question?
I'm just going to ask a question. About, let's take the case of doing Shomar.
Yeah.
So,